Juneau Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our first guest on today's show is Carl Brodersen, and we're going to be highlighting events surrounding the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Princess Sophia. Carl, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's nice to have you here. 100 years ago, October 15th, 25th, excuse me. October 25th, 1918. I guess it was the 24th when the steamship Princess Sophia hit Vanderbilt Reef.
It might even be the 23rd. They were there for 40 hours.
Wow.
And it was around 5 o'clock, I think, in the evening on the 25th when it met its end finally.
So that anniversary is this Thursday.
Yes.
Tell us more about the Princess Sophia, and then let's talk about what's going to be happening this week.
Absolutely. It was a steamship a Canadian steamship heading south from Skagway. At the end of a season, it was taking an awful lot of what we might call snowbirds south. You know, a lot of folks had helped run the towns farther up north. And it departed late, I believe about 2 a.m. through a driving winter storm, and the course was off by just a degree or two, and they ended up running into Vanderbilt Reef. And they spent just shy of 40 hours stuck on there until the winds and wave joined in just an awful, perfect storm kind of a situation. It lifted the boat up, rotated it 180 degrees over the reef, cut the belly open, and it sank over the course of an hour with an awful lot of rescue ships nearby but unable to reach them because the weather was just so terrible.
It was coming out of the north really bad, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and many folks have been in Lynn Canal and, you know, terrible screaming weather, and so you can imagine to a degree what it would have been like for those folks, and that kind of sympathy is part of the reason that so many people are interested in this, I think, not just because of the fact that it was a tragedy, but it's one that any one of us could have been in.
And 100 years ago, with the communications, lack of, you know, GPS or satellite imagery, and then almost zero visibility out there in the middle of Lynn Canal.
Yeah, they essentially had dead reckoning. There was a method where they could make a noise and then count how long it took it to bounce off the edge of Lynn Canal and come back to them, and it didn't work very well in a blowing blizzard like that.
Wow. Today you're wearing the hat of the Princess Sophia Committee, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Tell us about that organization.
An admittedly ad hoc organization of people who are very interested in perpetuating the memory of the Sophia and making sure that it's not forgotten. And so we've been getting together for well over a year and put together actually a pretty impressive list of events. The first one was all the way back in May. Most of them are over, and the next one that we have coming up is the centennial commemoration ceremony at APK.
All right. Should we start there?
Sure.
All right. So is that on Thursday?
It is this Thursday. It's at 5 o'clock. I will note that it is supposed to end around 5:30. I think it's important to keep these things short and sweet. And that is also enough time to get to the premiere of the opera later that evening.
All right. And we'll be talking at length about the opera. We have choreographers from the opera to hear to talk today.
Yep.
After you. Okay, so that's Thursday from 5 to 5:30 here at the State Library and Archives Museum right next door. What can people expect from that?
Sit down. It'll be sitting down, of course. Sorry. Chairs. You can expect chairs. It will be, as I said, short and sweet. I will begin. I will ring the bell, sing the anthems of the U.S. and Canada, and then part that I'm calling the commemoration. We'll get up and talk a little bit about, you know, the history, what happened, and how to conceptualize it, I guess, going forward. What can we do as people who are so far removed from it? And then the chief of staff or our new lieutenant governor will present a proclamation from Governor Walker. And then Father Gordon Blue from Holy Trinity will give us a benediction. And then we'll walk out with a lovely bagpipe solo. Nothing too overwhelming. I love bagpipes. Not everyone does. I want to mention, though, it'll be extremely, extremely nice. It's Ray Bennett. He does a very, very good job.
And you mentioned Canada. We should remember that a lot of the passengers on board were indeed Canadian.
Yep, and it was a Canadian vessel, too. So it wasn't all folks from Juneau passed away. It was from all over the region, which makes it a truly, you know, international tragedy. But the effects of it were far, far reaching.
Okay, so that commemoration ceremony is Thursday from 5 to 5:30 at the State Archives and Museum. What is next on your radar this week?
Immediately after that is the opera premiere. The last time I saw it was just a rehearsal, and it was truly fantastic. Even if you're not necessarily an opera fan, I would highly recommend going. It's just amazing what folks in our community have produced. I mean, strikes me as a world-class opera. And I saw an opera in France once, so I can tell you it's absolutely amazing. And then also coming up is The Last Sailing Dinner. That's being put on by the Juno Yacht Club. And it's a little bit lighter fare than one would imagine for something surrounding a tragedy. But it's making note that before the boat left, they had an enormous celebration up in Skagway for the end of a year and all the hard work that was over and the ability to go south. And so we wanted to celebrate the uplifting event that everyone would have had prior to going on this unfortunate journey. And so that is Friday the 26th at the Yacht Club. There's two seatings. They're at 5 and 7:30. And it's a fundraiser for the entire page worth of events that have been happening over the last couple months to commemorate. And I highly recommend going. The menu looks absolutely delicious, too.
I was speaking with Ken Coates, Ken Coates was here on the show. I was actually speaking with Shelley Delaney, but it was a great interview, and he was talking about all the exhibits that he's gone to at the various museums. And I think about this a little bit, just a way to do something tangible to connect, something that those individuals might have done is just part of the process of getting to understand and know what their experiences was like.
Absolutely. And I think that's the benefit of museums. I mean, it's not just storing something and it's, you know, to hold something that belonged to somebody who passed away, really, it makes them real. And I think especially in the age of Facebook, it is important to connect an idea of realness and humanity to notions and ideas. It's not just an anonymous factoid. It was an actual living human being who had to go through that experience.
Okay. So that, again, is Thursday of that week?
Thursday.
Yeah. Okay. Of this week. October, what is that, 26th?
25th, sorry.
25th.
Yeah.
Okay.
October 25th, 5 o'clock. Show up. It'll be lovely.
Where can people get more information on this Last Sailing Dinner?
There's an aggregate website, rememberthesophia.org. Will take you to information about all of these events. Or if you want to go directly, JunoYC, that stands for Yacht Club, .com, and you can get tickets directly from them.
Okay. And then two more chances to see the opera, right?
Yep. It's also going Saturday and Sunday this coming weekend. And there's a matinee on Sunday if you don't want to stay out.
Okay. Carl Brodersen, thank you for helping us think about events commemorating the steamship Princess Sophia. Why, I guess sort of last question here, why is it important for you to think about the memory of the Sophia?
I think in general, it's important just to remember things that people have gone through in the past. It sort of re-legitimizes them, I suppose. You don't want to forget human suffering because it reminds us of the potential of for ourselves to go through something like that. And then for just me personally, I can remember my father crying exactly 3 times. And one of them was the first time he told me about the Sophia sinking, which struck me as very odd because he didn't know anyone on the boat. He hadn't been born yet. And he wasn't even from Alaska originally. He came up from San Diego. But somehow the plight of that ship really, really struck a chord with him. And I grew up next to the grave of the Harpers my entire life and didn't even know that they were there. But a series of curious events all just sort of brought it together to make it seem more significant to me. But a big part of it, honestly, was just my dad and how much it meant to him.
And the Harpers were two individuals who were on the ship.
Yes. Alaska's native son, Walter Harper, was the first person to climb Denali.
Wow. Well, Carl, thank you for coming on the show today. Remind us of that website we can go to again.
Rememberthesophia.org.
For more information, Carl, thanks for coming on the show. Anything we're missing, anything else you'd like to add?
Just my thanks to you for the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
My name is Captain Locke. I sail the salt blue sea. Coasts of Alaska, waters of D.C., years of service.